live on BBS Radio on this Labor Day in 2018. It is September the 3rd. Thank you all for being here. Another hour with Winfrey, located in Sedona. We await his presence. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in the town of Paradise, California. And I have not seen an announcement email yet for today's Winfrey hour, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Hello, hello, Uma from Sedona.
Hello, Uma, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. And another person might have joined in. If so, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Good evening, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Prudy. You can't hide.
And another person joined in, I believe. There's somebody leaving. Goodbye. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Did you star six?
No, you haven't done star six yet, Raiden.
We can hear you.
He won't listen to me.
Typical.
That's one person's opinion.
You got to use your magic, Uma. All right. And I know Win is on his way. I see the helicopter hanging there, so let's be patient.
Hive. Hey, Hive.
Yes.
Hi, Raiden and I are fighting. I'm telling him that star six mutes us, and he's saying, no, all I have to do is hit mute. Can you hit mute?
You can do either or. Either or.
All right, we're both right.
Both right, yes. Hallelujah. Two people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And more people joined in. Welcome. If you please want to say your name and location.
Catherine.
Sorry, is it Catherine?
Yes.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you located?
Hi, California.
Hi, Catherine from California.
Terry from Sedona.
Hello, Terry Brown. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi,
thank
Terry.
You for being here.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry,
how are you feeling?
Better.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sounds stronger.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome to the call, Shirley.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Terry Brown.
Yeah.
Remember your channeling yesterday morning, what came through?
A little bit.
Okay. Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Oh, welcome to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi. So...
Hi, Wynn.
I was trying to think of... Should I do a replay today, or would you like to have a group discussion?
Group discussion.
Yeah, discussion.
Yeah, let's be groupies.
Pardon me? You'll be groupies?
Yeah.
We're all groupies.
Yeah.
Hey, Wynn, this is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, I sent you an email from yesterday's conference call. Email?
What about it?
Did you get it?
Oh, you sent me an email?
Yeah, from yesterday's conference call. because I didn't know which one to send it to.
When did you send it?
I sent it probably 3 hours ago.
I didn't check my emails yet, so it's probably there.
Well, that's okay. It's just I'd like you to look at it and then see what you think.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, let me see. I better put... Hang on.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
It's Yoda from Sedona.
Welcome to the call.
That's my dog.
Is that Uma from Sedona?
Yes.
And Yoda. You said Yoda, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All those that are listening in online through BBS Radio, thank you for being here. I will mute the thing.
All right. I will start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is September 3rd, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and everybody everywhere. And just before we started the recording, I was thinking, what are we going to do tonight? Okay? And I said we could have like an open mic group discussion, and everybody, the consensus seemed to be to do that. Okay? So, you know, maybe I'll throw out a topic, okay? And the topic is, what is, all, most of you have been regulars on these calls, and many of you have, I think, had epiphanies and cognitions and increased your connection to source as a result of what we're doing. And I thought a good topic would be, first of all, like what kind of advances you've made, how you implemented those in your life. I think it's really important that we are able to, you know, in the calls, you're kind of in a yin position and something is happening to you, you know, externally. You know, either I'm talking or Terry's channeling or whatever. And you're taking that in, and on some level, you're being touched. And then at some point, what you're taking in should make a difference in what you're putting out. Like, you should be able, you know, to internalize it and make a shift, okay? And perhaps with the ultimate goal of creating something which was not in this realm before through you. Now, creating something which was not in this realm does not mean something huge, okay? It doesn't mean you're supposed to be a teacher or an artist. Creating something could mean that you created better relationships with your family or your job. It could mean that some pattern that kept you constricted has seemed to lose some impact, and you feeling less restricted. And you're doing things in a more free-flowing way. Could mean that. It could mean any number of things. And it could mean, you know, you just come to the calls and you feel supported, and that's it. So, is that an okay topic?
I think so.
That's Hives. He's used to talking. Anyone else?
We'll see, I guess.
We'll see.
I can say something. For me, it's just I had a lot of negative garbage, you know, probably even subconscious and stuff that I've been, you know, slowly clearing out from being on the calls and being in the energy. Nothing like super dramatic or anything. It'd be hard to even talk about, but, you know, just clearing out a lot of junk.
It's kind of subtle.
Yeah. For me, it certainly is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's done, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? This is a wonderful topic. Nobody wants to say anything.
Well, you know, I want to share that I think feeling energetically connected with nature and with circumstances, also with materials, you know, finding solutions to things that you have to take care of by just thinking about it. That was something that was not in my consciousness before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to quick mention that I need to mute the phone lines that have background noise, so please be aware and press star 6 if you do have background noise. And Chris, I'm going to give you another chance.
Thank you. You're giving Chris another chance?
He unmuted his phone. Oh, he dropped out just now.
All right.
Okay. He wants to say maybe something, call back in. All right.
Wynn, it's Debbie Dolphin.
Yeah.
Hi, sweet. Just from being on the calls all these years, I picked up little tidbits and guidance from you and Terry and expanded into my own life, such as healing of the planet and using guided imagery to bring the Christ light and consciousness to Mother Earth outside of our calls, like just when I'm, you know, maybe before work or I want to go into meditation. And it's really helped me a lot just by listening to you and Terry and just by being on these calls. And I do want to say something, that people on these calls, I don't think most people even realize the magnitude of their Christ consciousness is just astounding to me. And I just feel so blessed to be on a call with such highly evolved souls that I think they would not even bring it up themselves. But I think we're really blessed to be on this call with such a high vibrational energy. So, no, it's been wonderful for me. It's changed my whole life. This is my life. What we do here is Debbie's life. Everything else is just to pay the rent. This is what I do, and what I choose to do is expand my conscious awareness for goodness. And I'm always, I have really changed so much and grown so much that sometimes I ask myself, who's in this body? Because I don't know.
Oh, well, that's so, thank you so much for sharing that.
But it's wonderful. Thank you. Truly, I was thinking, what would happen if we didn't have these calls? I'd have to go through a lot of grieving, you know, even though I'd have to continue on with what I do. This is a huge, it's more than a crutch. This is part of who I am. Truly, a big, huge expansion of who I am. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, because, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, did it really fall? Or did it make a sound? I think that's what it goes. And it's like, this is, you know, this actually is a group energy interaction. It's not me. I'm just the pushy guy that says, what do we do next? You know? and trying to read the energy of the group and the people. And I do believe it's a manifestation of the Christ energy. Mm-hmm. And not with any religious context. There's energies on the call. There's the Christ energy. There's the Elohim energy. And they're different. And, I mean, they're different and they're not different, because in the law of one, it's all one. But, you know, when you refine it, it's different, you know? And it's, some of you may not notice the difference. You may just notice that you come to the call and you start to feel more balanced. You start to feel a sense of family, a sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. And I'm honored to have somebody like Debbie, who I think is a very evolved person, and the having been able to touch her, you know, and it's like, what's the meaning of life? For most people, life is about chasing 3D dreams, right? Getting rich, falling in love, da-da-da-da-da, right? And suddenly, there's like a new purpose. And you know, you have to make it yourself. It has to be your purpose. Not that I say come to these calls and there's a new purpose, but it's, you can discover a new purpose for yourself. And anyone else want to say anything?
Hey, Wynn and Terry, this is Anna. These past weeks, when Terry was sick, it really, really has been traumatic for me, and it brought up something in my work as a health coach and lymphologist. When I'm into network marketing, and I didn't get into it until after my husband died, but I went to a meeting with a nutritional product, and there was this older farmer guy who gave testimony in Olympia, Washington here, and he said those people who I shared this product with and they took it are alive, and those who that I shared who didn't use it are dead. And it wasn't too long before I got my own little list that I could say the same thing, you know, and it really...
You got your own what?
I could make my own little list and say the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when Terry got sick, and along with waking up every morning crying over these babies that had been put into cages, and then, you know, wondering about Terry, it really, when you told me that she was doing better, I mean, it's such a relief. I can't tell you, because I couldn't bear to have something happen to Terry because I didn't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been hard for me to speak up because I don't feel completely understood along those lines. But anyways, mm-hmm. These calls have been part of my spiritual practice and very meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and to be able to say that I do this every night at 7 o'clock, or you know, whenever it's 6 o'clock, and consistently is itself a indication just of how what it means to me. And so thank you. And I'm so glad Terry is on the air.
Thank you for sharing. And for your information, Terry is now religiously taking 2 Hemohem a day.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And it definitely, I mean, what it does for Terry, for Terry's particular situation, it should, you know, it's hard to tell if what you're doing makes a difference with most products. And some products you can tell really fast. Like when you drink a cup of coffee, you can tell, oh, God, I'm buzzing, right? And Hemohem is one of those products that it doesn't completely knock you off your feet when you take it. But the studies show that it increases the red and white blood cells.
Yes.
And they're real studies. They're scientific medical studies. And that's exactly Terry's issue. So,
you guys knowing lymphology and Dr. Samuel West's work.
Right. The
immune system is... Anything that helps the immune system is healing, and that's what it's all about, self-healing,
mm-hmm.
and not curing. Curing,
I mean, Terry
is what
has,
you do to pigs to make ham and bacon.
Terry has a trampoline, you know.
Yes. And you read... Yes. And that, what that, with the no loss of energy in the downstep, then that energy is coming back up into the body and energizing our organs, our glands. Mm.
You know, just for you guys' information, since I brought up the trampoline, years ago I read a book by Samuel West, 7 Golden Keys or 6, I don't remember, something like that.
7.
But 7 Golden Keys, is that what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about trampolines, I believe, in that book. And for people that are into lymphology, a trampoline is a key instrument. And I had one years ago, okay? And I used it a little bit. And then,
excuse me, you should probably specify it's a rebounder mini trampoline, not a big...
Yeah, a mini trampoline rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
And why they're so good, it's really easy to understand it when you hear this, is that your lymph system, unlike your blood system, your heart and your blood system, your heart is a pump. So it pumps blood. It moves because of the pump.
The heart is a valve, it's not a pump. Heart is a valve, not a pump.
No, it's
actually
a pump. What do you think?
No, it's a valve. Pump? Right ventricle. Da, da, da. It's a valve, honey. But go ahead.
All right.
It's the lungs that's the pump, like a bellows.
Do the lungs cause your blood to move through your system?
Well, the heart is its valves. It's open and closing. You know, and the blood is coming in and. And the pump in our body is the lungs, the function of the lungs.
Now I would have to look that up.
I've had some doctors had to look it up too because I made this statement to them and they came back and you're right, Ann, the valve.
Okay,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But in any case, whatever it is, the blood moves through the system, and something is moving it. And when your heart goes beep, 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 it seems like that's a pumping action that it's doing. But maybe I don't understand it completely.
Yeah, well, valve, opening and closing. And it's set, the timing is very important in all of that. But anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not going to agree with you or disagree with you. Just let it stand. But
gotcha.
with a lymph system, there is no pump, okay?
Right.
And the lymph system moves, I believe it's part of what carries waste in your body, okay?
Yeah.
And it moves by exercise, okay? And I'm not an expert at this, but some people would say the lymph system is key to your health. Well, the thing about a trampoline, when you jump up and down, it puts all your cells in your body in a compression every time you hit the bottom. And the compression pumps the lymph system. And when you move the lymph system, you're more healthy, some people say. Okay? Not an expert at this, but, you know, I can see how it works. And, of course, you can visualize just everything compressing and expanding every time you jump up and down. So at the bottom of the cycle and the top of the cycle, there's a compression. And the compression is very effective in moving toxins through your body, moving the lymph system. Like, Anna, am I correct when I say the lymph system moves toxins?
Yes, yes. The lymphatics picks up the toxins when the cells cleanse themselves. And mm-hmm. it takes it up through the thoracic duct, and it's mm-hmm. neutralized. Not mm-hmm. killed, neutralized.
Okay.
Can I interject over here?
Back into the circulatory system. Mm-hmm. It's a closed system.
What's that, guys?
I want to clarify. I'm Googling, and it states over here, the right side of your heart receives oxygen, poor blood from your veins, and pumps it to your lungs, where it is picks up oxygen and gets rid of carbon dioxide. The left side of your heart receives oxygen-rich blood from your lungs and pumps it through your arteries to the rest of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pump. It has valves, but it is a pump. Also, I'd like to inject about the rebounder thing. That Dr. Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, had a technique, if you're not around a rebounder, just standing in place and bouncing up and down and shaking your mm-hmm. arms. It's not as effective as a rebounder, but if you're not around a rebounder, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Any muscle movement moves the lymphatics.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, a walk moves the lymphatics, okay? That's why... Who is?
This is Dr. Art. I've used rebounders for years, and I can tell you how effective this is. You can take a person that's laying in bed in a hospital that can't get out of bed. If you lift them out of the bed and sit them on a rebounder and just put your hand on their shoulder and just move their body up and down so that action is there twice a day, the next week, they'll stand on the rebounder as long as it's in the corner or if it's got a rail that you can hang on to. And they'll do it with, you don't have to jump up and down. All you got to do is move up and down. Yeah, you don't have to bounce. All you got to do is get the moving action. And then the third week, they'll walk down the hall by themselves.
Yep.
That's how effective it is.
That's right.
Probably somebody can, that just... It doesn't get enough exercise. Could probably sit on their bed and jump up and down, you know, move up and bounce a little bit. I mean, it's not going to be as good as a rebounder, but it would probably help. Would you say so, Dr. Art?
You bet.
Oh, yeah, very good. In fact, that guy used to travel with me. We didn't carry a rebounder with him, but he would jump on the bed every night. He would jump up and down for about 5 minutes.
And
he's 60 some years old now, and he looks like he's 50.
Dr. West analyzed that, and by the babies, children jumping on the bed, and they just like it. And you're just laughing, and you know.
Yeah, yeah. And you can buy a rebounder at Sears I'm not sure, Sears, but almost rebounders are available at Walmart is what I was thinking of. At Walmart for $37, and you can buy one for another $10 and have a railing that you can you know, like a U that you can hold on to so that you've got something to steady yourself. Yeah, for balance.
Well, if I could.
All right. Terry's going to get inspired because we have a rebounder here.
Yeah.
So I can get you guys. I can get you guys them for wholesale if I still have my account. I haven't ordered one in a couple of years and changed hands and stuff. I think he sold the company. But it's not the same as the ones that you buy at Dick's Goods. If you, I would have one at my house, and then I had that one, and you stand on the $40 one. It's just very. As compared to the rebounder is scientifically devised, and you know it's made up exactly to have it be a gentle movement of the lymph.
Well,
and
I
this
know,
is Uma, I think.
Thank you, Uma. I know there's. I read a little bit about them, and you know when they get real people that are really sophisticated in the manufacture. What do they gauge everything, you know? It's like, how much is the spring? Should you use elastic springs or metal springs, right? You name it. But you can buy a rebounder for $300 or $400 that people will say is the best. And maybe it is. But even a cheap one, anything that gives you a little bit of up and down bounce, you're going to compress your cells and your lymph system on the down and up, and you're going to get your blood flowing, and you're going to get everything moving in your body. And you don't have to do it very long to have good results. I don't know. How long, Uma, do you need to do it for good results?
About a week, you can see the difference in about a week.
In a week.
Yeah, I mean, I just get on mine, and you just can even just lift your heels. You don't even have to have your whole foot come off.
No, you don't. Your feet don't have to. Feet don't have to leave the canvas at all.
Yep. So, I mean, in even 2 minutes on it.
You don't have to get tired. You don't have to do a workout. You know.
Right.
In fact, when you do get tired, Dr. West says, when your body feels any pain more than if you were sitting in a chair, slow down and get off, and then come back in 15 minutes. And because if you, it's not for going for the burn, because that's causing distress in the body itself.
Yeah.
And that's why they say to rest also between exercising and yoga, you know, not to go for long stretches without rest.
Dr. Art, are you familiar with Samuel West? I'm just curious.
With what?
Samuel West.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead now. We used to, when I had my company, we sold a really good one for about $350, but it folded up. You could carry it with you. You know, it would fold up. Mm-hmm. You could take it on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Anna, thank you for sharing and stimulating this good discussion on rebounders. And really, you can get a cheap one, even on eBay, for $40 or $50. And, we got one that has a thing to hold on to so you don't fall.
Yeah.
And it was cheap. It was really cheap. I don't know. It's probably something wrong with it because it was so cheap. Or, you know, I haven't compared it to really good ones. And I hardly use it. And Terry hardly uses it. But Terry made me get it. But she's threatened to use it.
Oh, yeah, I'm moving money. Thank you. Is this on the ground? Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Who's moving money?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Well, you know what? That person obviously has learned something from this call if they're moving money. Yeah. Okay. So, who else would like to share something? No, it's very good to share, because when you do, it gets your frequency into other people. And one of the things that I learned a long time ago, that people actually go through similar things. Even me, even Terry, at our own level, we go through similar things as humans. And I remember when I was younger, I was thinking, everybody has it together but me. But when I started getting older, a little bit older, I started to realize nobody had it together. They just looked good, you know. Or maybe they did have it together. Who knows? But who else wants to share?
Yeah, this is Roger.
Yeah,
yeah, I just looked up Dr. West on Amazon, and his book is on Amazon still, mostly used ones, but it's there. It's called Golden 7 Plus 1.
Yes. His sons still operate the academy in Orem, Utah.
And there are some videos on YouTube for Dr. West as well.
That reminds me, Dr. West was a Mormon, okay? Right?
Yep.
He was a good
Elohim.
And a
chemist and a naturopath.
Yeah. But he's a good example of an Elohim soul, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was very spiritual, and I'm sure he never occurred to him that he was an Elohim soul. Mormons, never occurs to Mormons that they're Elohim souls. But I know they are. If you happen to look at Mormons and study them, they have different genetics. It's not their religion. It's different genetics than other people. Even Romney, who I don't necessarily like his politics, I don't think. But, you know, he's got that square jaw, that relaxed body, that I can't explain it, although if you start looking at Mormons, you'll pick it up, okay? And it's kind of amazing when I know a Mormon, you can get an insight into the Elohim by looking at a Mormon, because they're an Elohim soul. Now, not every Mormon. And keep in mind that very often Elohim souls in this realm go negative, very often, because they have their chakras are open more than most people. And when your chakras are open, until you really get to the higher chakras of the Law of One, you have the ability to control other people, even your power chakra, even your third eye, or your throat chakra. You know, wisdom does not necessarily mean you're positive. Wisdom gives you insight into other people, and that insight can cause you to see other people's patterns and control them, you know? That's how the negative gets negative, because they want to control other people, and they want to make people subservient to them. And Elohim souls have the ability that when they take bodies, and remember, they don't remember their Elohim souls in most cases. They just know they're aware of their ability to control other people. And that's how the negative gets grounded in this realm. One way. Roger, have you been into health all your life yourself?
Yeah, to different degrees. I mean, I spent 20 years in the Air Force, and I pretty much didn't pay much attention then, but I retired, I really started getting with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a member of Life Extension Foundation for a long time, and use their supplements.
Life Extension, isn't that Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw? Or was?
No, I don't believe so.
No?
The Life Extension Foundation is in Florida, and they publish a magazine. They do a lot of research. They give me a lot of money. And they create a large line of supplements. That's how they finance their research.
Okay. Okay, let's now there's somebody out there thinking, oh, I want to say this, but I'm too shy. Who are you? I promise to
Well,
be
hi,
nice.
It's Prudy. I'll say something.
You're not shy. Gosh. But go ahead.
I just want to say it's been a real blessing to, greet people on Whole Planet Healing. There's days where I don't feel well or, I have some issues. And, boy, I feel great after the call. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for greeting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Prudy really amazingly manifests Christ energy. She seems to inherently understand it. That probably comes from some other past life, or maybe she was around Jesus at the time. But we were talking, Prudy and I, about a project that is a really important project, which is we have so many sessions that are posted, and they're not really indexed. They just get posted according to the date, and sometimes there's a title for the session. And Robin graciously volunteers and has been doing that now for 2 or 3 years. But all of that stuff, if it was indexed, it would reach more people. In other words, indexing means, well, what's really on that call? Some calls are, some of you guys have been on some of these calls, they're absolutely breakthrough. Some of the channelings are breakthrough. Like, the channelings I've been reading on Whole Planet Healing, like DNA and like celestial teams. And there is so many phenomenal things that we've done. Not only are they not indexed, they're not transcribed. And they should be organized in such a way that, like sessions for new people, introductory sessions, the difference between the Ra group and the Elohim group. So we're talking about creating a people that would like to just listen to some of the calls and write a very short. And you don't even necessarily have to listen to the call. Sometimes you can get the topic right away and write a short, short synopsis of the call, like one sentence or two sentences, but at least enough to key someone in to say, that sounds really interesting. I want to listen to that, or I want to read that. So if any of you, if you're listening, it's a good excuse to listen to the calls. And, if you do something that causes other people to come towards this work, it's a phenomenal service. I know that. What we do is very rare in this realm. And it's not easy to discover. There's just a handful of people that have discovered it. And how do people discover it? I'm still learning. If we had everything together, I would be giving more public talks or going on more radio shows. I'd have more synchronicities, And the fact that we chose to do it and not charge for what we do is good on one hand. It keeps it pure. It keeps everybody's motivation pure. It keeps my motivation pure. It's like I don't think about the glamour of being a New Age luminary. That could be one. It's not that I'm against it, but I don't want to be attached to it. I don't want to chase it. It kind of has to come to me. And if I write another book, who knows what will happen with that book. I am writing another book. Terry is writing a book. So we're getting things out there. Books are a good way to bring stuff to lots of people, potentially. But in any case, thank you, Brutus, for sharing. Anyone else?
Wynn?
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Uma. I'm in a new home where this morning I was sitting in one spot and my friend would say, now I can hear you, now I can't. So let me know if you can't hear me.
Okay, we can hear you.
Okay. So what my experience, I'm brand new to the call, if people don't know that. I've only been on the call maybe a month now since I met Raiden by moving to Sedona. And I think on our third call, we were walking on our first two calls, and on the third call, we were sitting on his porch. And I was like, I do energy healing work for 30 years and massage therapy, and I was sitting there, and I went, oh, my God, Raiden. I said, there is so much energy flowing from above through me, out my hands. I've got to put my hands on you because this. I just want to share this. And so for me, that was a real testament of the connection between the Elohim and us and what these calls can do. And I just moved to Sedona, so I can't pinpoint it and say, okay, it's definitely these calls because I'm pretty much getting my butt kicked here in every direction in a good spiritual way. But my vibration is raising. I mean, I go into the Goodwill and the guy behind the desk says, wow, you know, you look great, like you're really working on yourself. And then the gas station guy says something to me and I'm like, wow. And I can feel it, you know, that my vibration is raising. And to me, that's, this call is like the most important thing in the world. If this is helping my vibration raise, like that's why I'm here on the planet. The higher my vibration can raise, the more light I can share, the more healing I can do. I'm just looking at it like, okay, you know, Raiden is pretty much home every night at 7 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, wow, how am I going to do that with work? You know, so I'm doing the best I can right now. But that's my testimonial.
Thank you, Uma. Wynn, we cannot hear you.
Oh, thank you. I was muted. I was saying Uma is really evolved. You know, we're not all at the same level of evolution. I mean, there could be people on these calls that are more evolved than I am, but they don't have the awareness of it, or the, you know, they're still being evolved. Does not mean that you're aware of the higher realms. It means you have very high potential, and you get, when you have high potential, you trigger in really fast. It's like that girl Janice, who was on Sunday, who was a Mormon, obviously an Elohim. And it's like, boom, she was connected to her soul family. Why? That's the reason Elohim's, and what I believe, that Elohim souls and Ra souls come into this realm. And when they connect with their soul family, their level of service can increase drastically. Even just coming into whole planet healing, it's like, and downloading those energies. I mean, it's kind of amazing because they tell us what they do, and then we experience it. You know, for a long time, probably years after I had lots of conversations with them, and I also, probably it was 2 years in, that I realized they could project energy into this realm and into people personally
or share energy with people personally, that I didn't know how do you tell that to people? They think you're a wacko. and now I'm saying it. I'm saying it happens because of all of you who are having that experience, I can say it. But I couldn't say it at first because it sounded like I would be crazy, you know? I mean, oh my God, I'm talking to some source on the other side that I can feel their energy in this realm, and they're saying that's how they work, and then they're saying we're here for everyone on the call. But in any case, you know, I am constantly learning, and, you know, I'm not better than anybody. Maybe I'm worse, but I'm very observant. I pay good attention, and I'm articulate. So those are two of my good qualities, and that it's my job to use those qualities in service to this work. But thank you, Uma, again. And I do really, I appreciate you on the call. I feel your energy when they come in with you. I can feel it. So who else wants to say something?
We are about out of time, Wim.
We're out of time?
Well, it's 6:55, so we're supposed to be off the air here in just a moment.
Hey, Wynn.
Yes.
Positive greeting. Have a good call.
Raiden.
Yes, sir.
Don't you have anything to say before we go off BBS?
It's been a very interesting adventure with this group and watching the transformations in people and myself. Very interesting. Yeah, it was really kind of funny. Pardon?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, Raiden moved to Sedona, and he had been coming to our calls for a couple of years, and I don't even know if he said hello. Did you say hello, or just listen in the background?
For a while, I was a BBSer, then I got on. It took a number of years, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Raiden knows the magic of synchronicities and traveling around. And I know the magic of that, even though it's not something I am doing right now. There's something about traveling and meeting people that can be very high, because when you meet people when you're traveling, you're less guarded and they're less guarded. And so you open up. There's more vibratory connection. There's more random synchronicities. You never know where you're going to end up. And, boy, I got addicted to it. In fact, I sometimes still think, oh, maybe I should go on the road again. But, you know, it's because it was hard for me to find anything out in the world that was big enough to ground me, although I didn't understand it at the time. I can see looking back, and that in order to expand into my matrix, I could do it when I was traveling. And when I stopped, I couldn't. I would fall into old patterns. And it's only because this work is so expanded that I can stay in one place, and I'm not like compelled to get on the road again. And I saw that in Raiden, and I thought that, and I may be wrong here, but that Raiden found something that was grounded enough to keep him centered without having to ramble around everywhere. You think that's true, Raiden?
Yes, somewhat. It was like while I was rambling, it was a nice little anchor I felt.
Yeah. So, you know, you're another evolved soul. Like, I don't recommend other people go out rambling, okay? Because, I mean, it can be a little scary, and the world can be a little scary, and you never know what you're going to come up against. And I remember when I was rambling and I was in New York, for some reason I was walking through Harlem. And normally in my conditioning, I would say,
oh my God, it's Harlem, and I hope there's no gangs here. And I was so happy and joyous, and I didn't feel any fear. It was interesting. But we got to go, okay? If anyone was going to say something, and they said, oh, I didn't get enough courage, you can say it on Whole Planet Healing. Thank you, BBS, if you left us on. We'll see you in a moment on Whole Planet Healing.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
All right,
your conference recording has stopped.
Hope to see you at Whole Planet Healing. And we're still on BBS, 712-770-4340 with the access code of 250513#. And you can find the information also at www.wholeplanethealing.com.